And at this time in our fall sports preview, we are spotlighting now the Ansley Litchfield Lady Spartans volleyball team. And we have the head coach, Jamie Smith, joining us on the phone now. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us. Well, there's no question this year has just such a different feel about it, and not necessarily for all the good reasons, but the fact is the kids are in the gym again, you're preparing for a season, and that in and of itself has to be real exciting.
Oh, it's fantastic. Just to even see the kids and be around the kids, even the first week of conditioning, it's just refreshing. You know, that's why I got into this, is to be with kids and to help kids and to coach kids. So that, just seeing their faces every day has been wonderful.
Coach, there's no question that the COVID-19 situation has affected so many things, and certainly it affected things at the end of last year, coming out of the school year, and certainly in the summer, too. I know that there are so many things that are done now over the summertime to get ready for the fall sports season. With your team, how did COVID affect some of the things that maybe you would normally do during the summer? Were you able to kind of do what you normally do, or did some things have to change?
There was a little bit of change. I think, first of all, not having track is a huge hit to a lot of our athletes. You know, people don't understand that even though it's in March or in May, excuse me, being a track athlete is incredibly important for your fall sports. So that hit us pretty hard. We were able to have Summer League with Broken Bow and some other teams, and that just got moved up a little bit. And we were lucky enough to open our gym and start a Volt weightlifting program for the summer. And a lot of our football and cross-country and volleyball athletes were very active in coming to weights throughout the summer. And, you know, once July hit, we got to be able to see each other, and it kind of started getting a little bit back to normal with some camps. So it ended up being fairly normal with some added restrictions, and I was thankful we had that.
Coach, this is year two for you now with the Ansley Litchfield program. Just maybe talk a little bit about what you learned through year one, and then maybe the advantage of now in year two, knowing these kids coming into fall camp as opposed to last year.
Well, I think I was semi-prepared last year because I'd been with Coach Hoblin for so many years. Some things that I wasn't prepared for were the things that go on off of the court. The time you spend watching film and doing stats, I never realized the extended amount of time that took. And coming into this year, I'm better prepared for that and how to share that information better. There were a few times a few of the seniors and I last year just kind of had to hack through some stuff because I was learning as kind of I went. I didn't get to do that with Coach Hoblin. I think I'm more prepared mentally this year just to start the season and to get the girls going. I think a lot of my practices last year were trial and error. And this year I'm more prepared to focus on specific skills and things that I think we need to focus on. So it's a learning curve, always trying to learn new things.
Coach, you talked about fall camp. What are some of the focuses here in fall camp as you get ready for the season? What are some of the things that you're really kind of focusing on right now?
First off, we're really focusing on just, honestly, some basic skills such as passing. The art of passing has changed so much throughout the years, and so we're kind of transitioning to the new art of it, which offers a lot more consistency. Also, this year, just in volleyball, we're focusing on a whole new set of leadership. And with that, you know, some girls are learning to step forward. So some skills and just some personal leadership is what we're really working on, or started working on.
Who are some of the players, Coach, as we get to know your team a little bit better now, who are some of the players that you're kind of looking to for that leadership and even playmaking ability as we get ready to come into this season?
Well, the other night at our Jamboree, I was just thrilled to see the leadership come out of Carly Bailey. She's typically been very quiet. She's super athletic. We probably all know who she is. Great track athlete, great all-around athlete. Always been kind of quiet. And she was the center of keeping our team motivated, keeping our team focused, and really just keeping our team on track. And with that, it's nice to see Catherine Pates and Kaylee Rohde, who are only sophomores, but they started as freshmen last year, to also step up and have that confidence and to be able to look at their teammate and be like, hey, let's do this. Those three together, I think, are really going to be a key for our team.
Coach, one final question. I know that you probably can't handle all of these girls by yourself. Who do you have helping you this year?
This year I have Lindsay Kohanek. She is returning as an assistant volleyball coach. And then I am pleased to have Bevan Drew from Litchfield. She's also stepping in to help with our high school volleyball team, and she brings a whole new dimension that we really, really need and appreciate.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us for a little bit as we get prepared and excited for the start of the 2020 fall sports season. And we just wish you and the girls the best of luck in the upcoming year.
Thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
That's Coach Jamie Smith of Ansley Litchfield joining us on our fall sports preview.